Reporting by Milton's local newspaper has led police there to investigate embezzlement within the Milton Broncos youth football program, which runs football teams for children in first through eighth grade. Reporters Courtney Lambden and Colin Flanders are two of the four newsroom staffers at the Milton Independent, and they join me now. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah. So first off, what drove you to look into the finances of the Milton Broncos?
Well, it all started. Someone called us with some concerns, which is how a lot of these stories begin. And we kind of took it from there. There were a lot of rumors that had been going around, and we kind of sought out to find out if there was any truth to them.
Right when we started looking, we started finding some things that were a little bit questionable, starting off with the team's nonprofit status. So teams under the Northern Vermont Youth Football League are supposed to operate as nonprofits, but the league doesn't do much oversight to ensure that happens. And when we checked to see if the Broncos were still compliant with their financial disclosures, also known as 990 forms, the team hadn't submitted them for three straight years, meaning that their status had been revoked. And I think it was just a week before their biggest fundraiser of the year.
And this was news to Matt King, the president of the Milton Broncos, when you told it to him, right?
Yeah, he actually wasn't aware that 990s were a thing. And I think his reasoning behind that is the team was sort of dropped on his lap when he took over 3 years ago, and he wasn't given much guidance. So yeah, he wasn't even aware.
So you kept looking into this, and King voluntarily turned over financial records to you at your request. What did you find when you received those?
We found that they were incomplete, first and foremost. He gave us 6 months of financial statements from their bank, but there were multiple pages missing from each of the months, and I think in one case there was an entire month missing. So in those pages, there were about $9,000 of transactions that were unaccounted for. So that was pretty suspicious to us. We followed up with him over the course of the next 2 months and gave him multiple opportunities to provide the full picture. And he eventually just stopped responding to our interview requests.
And so now he has been cited by local police. What is that citation alleging?
Essentially, it's alleging that he committed embezzlement to a felony degree. So the police have decided not to tell us how much they found that he embezzled until he's arraigned and gets to enter a plea. So essentially that means, I think Vermont statute says the felony level is anything above $100, but our impression is that it's much more. In the meantime, he's resigned from the program. So the Broncos have new leadership in who was the former vice president.
As you mentioned earlier, the Milton Broncos are part of a larger league across northern Vermont. Other youth sports organizations like this exist all over the country. Are there any lessons or concerns you think parents should have just around the finances of programs like this?
A very important part of our reporting process was talking to Glenn Cummings, who was a former president of the league and also operates his own program out of Colchester. A lot of things he told us were best practices, including having more than one person on the bank statements, having someone that's different from a coach be the president, because when you need to hold someone accountable, if you go to the coach to hold himself accountable, that doesn't always work. And also have the president be separate from the treasurer. In this case, Matt was the president, treasurer, and a coach. And those are just some really basic checks and balances to ensure that when money is being spent, it's being spent correctly. Also, when the teams around the league, and Glenn told us this, when they hold their own board meetings, there's often an accounts payable where they'll go over where they spent their money, how much they have in their account right now. And by all accounts, Matt never told anyone, including parents who often asked, how much money do we have? How have we spent it? And he wasn't willing to share that information. So I think a best practice would be to just be very transparent. And especially when parents raise these concerns, it's really often in your best interest to show that you have nothing to hide.
Just finally, you're two of four news staffers at your paper. How did you pull off a fairly complicated investigative piece while running a small newsroom?
That was the biggest challenge.
Patience and persistence.
Yeah. Colin would often come into my office and be like, all right, it's time to go. Let's do some more work on this. And so we took it week by week. I think we, you know, made a list of all the interviews we had to do, everything that needed to be done so we could have a full story. And I think it was just a matter of piecing it together when we had the spare time, because meanwhile, we're running three papers. It's the Milton paper as well as the Colchester Sun and Essex Reporter. So Milton wasn't even our, you know, main focus all of the time.
Courtney Lambden and Colin Flanders are reporters for the Milton Independent. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.